This is Senator Al Simpson. Many of our senior citizens are being victimized by a campaign of fear. But whose side is Ted Kennedy on? We'll face off after this. Ted, there are many fine organizations that track the various issues of concern to the elderly and our senior citizens. But one, the National Committee to Preserve Social Security, is really off the wall. This high-powered organization cranks out bales of half-hysterical stuff under a very official-looking seal. The National Committee circulates some plainly deceptive and misleading information about the Social Security and Medicare programs. They fill up their vast war chests with the donations of fearful seniors. In 1 year alone, they did 28 mailings. 22 of them solicited money. How about you and some of your left-wing pals helping me investigate them? This group deserves to be condemned, Ted. Will you join me?
There you go again, Al, blaming the messenger for bringing the bad news. The real threat to the elderly these past 8 years has been the Reagan administration and Republicans in Congress. You just can't seem to keep your budget-cutting hands off Social Security and Medicare. Reaganomics is dangerous to the health and welfare of senior citizens, Al. You had to pay for all those tax cuts for the wealthy and runaway military spending. You tried to balance the budget on the backs of millions of senior citizens on fixed incomes. You tried to cut Social Security and take away the annual cost of living increase in Social Security benefits. And you also tried to slash Medicare to the tune of billions of dollars a year. No wonder concerned senior citizens banded together in organizations like the committee you described, Al. Republicans have a near-resistible urge to cut Social Security, and you have no one but yourselves to blame when people get upset. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.